Hello, good morning. Welcome to AM Update on the Talking Information Center. For today, it is Friday, the 29th of May, 2026. I'm John. We begin this morning with the Andrew LaPointe's Commission commuter update. He begins with information on the MBTA Red Line. Shuttle buses replace Red Line service between Broadway and Quincy Center. Also affecting Ashmont, May 29th through May 31st, that is due to signal work. Looking at the Green Line E-Branch, the Green Line E-Branch is suspended between Government Center and Heath Street, Saturday, May 30th through Friday, June 5th, that is for infrastructure upgrades. Looking at the bus lines on this Friday morning, SL2 on the Silver Line is detoured until further notice on weekdays, 6 in the evening till end of service. The closest outbound stops are Northern Ave at Harbor Street and 23 Dry Dock Ave. SL2 is suspended 6:30 in the evening till 8 in the evening on Thursday, June 4th. That is due to the Lawyers Have a Heart road race. A stop move. St. James Ave at Dartmouth Street is moving Friday, June 5th, 2 in the afternoon, till Sunday, June 7th, 6 in the evening. That is due to the Boston Pride Block Party. A detour, Route 11 is detoured Thursday, May 28th, until further notice on weekdays, 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, due to construction. Route 40 is detoured Monday, June 1st, until further notice, also due to construction. A stop move beginning on Monday, June 1st. The bus stop at 3 Woodland Road is moving to the north side of Outer New England Sauna Associates. Route 220 is detoured, omitting Shipyard Drive. The closest stops with inbound service are 319 Lincoln Street and Lincoln Street at Lincoln Plaza. And a Ruggles stop move affecting bus routes 8, 19, 47, and CT3 is dropping off passengers in the Ruggles lower busway through the end of the day today, May 29th. The upper busway is temporarily closed due to construction. So again, that's affecting the Ruggles stop, pick up and drop off in the lower busway. Looking at the commuter rail on this Friday, Fairmount train 1602 from Reedville is 25 to 35 minutes behind schedule between Morton Street and South Station. On the Lowell line, train 302 from Lowell has departed and is operating 25 to 35 minutes behind schedule due to a mechanical issue. On the Newburyport line, train 102 from Newburyport is 5 to 10 minutes behind schedule between Riverworks and North Station. Stoughton train 907 from South Station is operating 10 to 20 minutes behind schedule between Back Bay and Stoughton. On the list here of elevator and escalator alerts, Arlington elevator 962 Copley and West platform to lobby is unavailable through June 9th. That is due to maintenance. Ashmont elevator 968 Alewife platform to Peabody Square lobby unavailable on Tuesday, June 9th due to maintenance. Boston Landing elevator 725 Arthur Street to pedestrian bridge is unavailable on Tuesday, May 28th through Friday, May 29th due to maintenance. Broadway elevator 868 lobby to street unavailable. Fields Corner elevator 957 paid lobby to Alewife platform is unavailable June 3rd through June 5th due to maintenance. And Government Center elevator 720 Green Line platform to street unavailable June 1st and June 2nd due to maintenance. With that, we check in with Andrew LaPointe. He's standing by in Salem on this Friday with your Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook. Andrew, hello and good morning to you.
Good morning, John, and to our TIC listeners. This is Andrew J. LaPointe with the Safe Disabled Traveler Notebook for today, Friday, May 29th, 2026. Okay, we have AECOM, and they're going to be installing cables. I'm not quite sure what kind of cables, but in the Collins Cove area. Okay, so anybody traveling in the Webb Street area, in Osgood Street area off of Bridge Street, in between, know that there'll be some activity with AECOM, okay, dealing with cables. So, but two officers will be on site to keep everybody out of harm's way and maintain the margin of safety. Okay, so you shouldn't have any problem if you're using, you know, the Collins Cove area. Okay. Mara will be on Margin Street again, but now they're going to be right by the Salem Police Station. Okay, right at the curb, just where before it starts Jefferson Avenue. Okay, so they'll be dealing with that and for probably the next week or so. Okay, so that's where Mira's going to be. There was no mention about Mira being on Lafayette Street, so they may not be there today, but they weren't certain if they were going to be there today, but they didn't order any detail officers. So, but just keep in mind that it's possible, okay? And my concern is if they're not working on Lafayette Street between Holly and St. Jean's Credit Union doing the gas main replacement, those plastic caps there, then hopefully everything's been buttoned up, and so the traveler, the average traveler, can still navigate the area safely, okay? So just keep that in mind. They're not scheduled to be there today, so that could be a problem, in my opinion anyway, okay? Let me see. National Grid Gas will be by 24 North Street. That's at the base, a little further from the base of the North Street overpass. Okay, Essex Vacuum is in that neighborhood, okay, on that side. And it's right by Mason Street, okay? So use caution there. Also, National Grid Gas will be on Porter Street Court for the next 2 weeks. I don't believe anybody's going to be using Porter Street Court. I used to live on Porter Street years ago. It's a very narrow one-way street. So, but just in case, know that that activity is going to happen. So Porter Street Court's in between Porter Street and Rope Street, okay? So keep that in mind, but there will be safety officers on site. Daigle Electric will be on the bypass, near the bypass road and Bridge Street doing the underground electrical. They're fixing the, what happened a couple of years ago, you know, they had to redo some work there with the electrical connections there. And it's supposed to be the last day. We'll find out next week. And that's it. If you have any questions, give me a call. Andrew J. LaPointe at 978-578-0185. Wishing you everybody a great weekend. Enjoy what we have in Salem here. And, make sure you use those audible traffic signals. A fully charged cell phone is in effect. Very important in case you need to contact 911 or anything, something happens. That's pretty much it, I guess. So, looking forward to reporting back to you on Monday. Take care.
Thank you, Andrew. We take a look now at the front page headlines in the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald on this Friday morning. We start with the front page of today's Boston Globe. The top headline is Healy takes more action to curb ice. Guidelines aim to protect schools, daycares, and places of worship from agents. Also on the front page, a joyous day at a different Harvard. Graduates celebrate reaching their goals after years touched by controversy. ranked Choice Ads Spice to Governor's race in Maine. And city and state still at odds over cup crowd control. No agreement on closing part of Summer Street. Turning to the Boston Herald front page on this Friday morning, we have the top headlines for you, including Watch Out. Polls want action on fast e-bikes and scooters and ICE relations. Feds sue Bay State over secret plates. And pulling the plug, Wu cuts a job and keeps going. Howie Carr's column in the Boston Herald. Our newspaper coverage begins this morning at 8 o'clock with the Wall Street Journal. 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe. 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald. 11 o'clock, the Washington Post. And 12 noon, it's the reading of today's New York Times. And right now, on AM Update, a check on your latest weather forecast. Still to come, lottery numbers, this day in history, science update, and today's complete program schedule. Here's the forecast for the Boston and South Shore area on the Talking Information Center from the National Weather Service. For today, increasing clouds, temperatures in the upper 60s, lower 70s, mostly cloudy overnight, temperatures in the mid 40s, and on Saturday, cloudy, rain, cold, temperatures near 50. The sun rose this morning at 5:11, setting at 8:12 this evening. Stay tuned for more heading your way next on the Talking Information Center. Checking lottery numbers from last night. We start with the numbers game and their midday drawing. 3062, the evening numbers game numbers 2421, mass cash. Midday drawing 1, 11, 17, 26, 35. Evening numbers 2, 5, 18, 28, 30. Mega Millions up to 331 mil. 1, 5, 49, 51, 59, 7. The Powerball numbers up to 172 mil. 5, 14, 21, 31, 51, 13. Millionaire for Life, 9, 15, 24, 30, 57, 1, and Megabucks, 3, 10, 13, 16, 26, 29.
You may not be aware that there are many ways to listen to your favorite programs from the Talking Information Center. You may call us at 781-834-4400 to inquire about receiving a special TIC radio receiver, or visit our website, ticnetwork.org, and click the Listen Now button on the homepage. Or listen through your phone by calling 425-585-1901. If you are a T-Mobile or Metro PCS customer, call 605-475-0129. Or listen on Amazon's Alexa. Simply say, Alexa, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or listen on Google Home or Google Home Mini. Simply say, Hey Google, play radio station Talking Information Center. Or you may listen by downloading our free app on your Apple or Android device. As you'll realize, there are many ways to access programming from the Talking Information Center these days. Choose the one that is right for you. If you would like any of this information repeated, please don't hesitate to call us at 781-834-4400 and we would be glad to assist you. Again, the number is 781-834-4400.
Now we check in with Julie, standing by with the horoscope, this day in history, and science update here on the Talking Information Center.
Good morning. This is your horoscope for Friday, May 29th. Aries, you're deep in thought as you are inspired to look beyond the surface. A desire to experience life more fully drives you to swim in dark waters. Get lost in topics that fascinate you, finding a healthy channel for the obsessive nature of the lunar placement. Relations can evolve during this time, but vulnerabilities will need to be shared. Express your true feelings, sending electricity through your connections. When it comes to romance, discussions about commitment can suddenly turn serious. Just be mindful to listen when your partner shares tonight. Taurus, loving relationships are a top priority. As a loyal and affectionate companion, you expect romantic partners to match your energy. Luckily, many will be in the mood to take connections further. Whether you're just getting to know your latest crush or have been committed for quite some time, use these vibes to discover new things about that special someone. The chemistry you cultivate will be palpable this evening. Try to be patient when building trust, or you could miss red flags. Gemini, you're fully invested in the work you take on today. The Scorpio moon heightens your business savvy and sense of detail, allowing you to excel within your field. Look for opportunities to improve your craft as you move from one task to the next. No matter how many times you've performed specific duties, there's always room for growth. Reward yourself for ending the work week strong. Healthy indulgences that allow you to decompress will feel extra sweet. Review your needs before accepting social invitations tonight. Cancer. Some may accuse you of fluctuating from hot to cold. In reality, you're all heart. Give others a chance to see your true colors. Reveal secret talents, share your interests, and get comfortable talking about yourself. Your transparency will inspire peers to open up as well, even if they prefer more elusive roles. You'll have a knack for manifesting lucky breaks this evening. Don't lose your nerve if you have an opportunity to steal the spotlight. Just remember to maintain a touch of mystery. Leo, the Scorpio moon puts you in a romantic yet moody headspace. Explore your emotions, fully owning your feelings and how they shape close connections. A desire to baby loved ones triggers nurturing instincts, but try not to smother others. Pull back to shower yourself with the same level of compassion and care this evening. If it's been a while since you've enjoyed some time alone, use this energy as an excuse to hide. Friends may feel disappointed if you decline their invitations, but don't compromise your need to relax. Virgo, reflect on your intentions before entering serious discussions. Intimate conversations have the power to transform your life and relationships. Without a firm grip on what you want and where you're willing to make sacrifices, others may try to hijack your agenda. If compromise isn't in the cards, it might be time to strike out on your own. Keep interactions light this evening, as you never know which connections will prove valuable in the future. Cut your losses tonight, or you could land in a heated rivalry. Libra, appreciate the resources at your disposal to understand their full potential. The Scorpio moon cracks the door to your manifestation goals, but it will take some effort to alchemize stone into gold. Sift through your options before investing in new dreams, opportunities, or materials. Simplify your agenda if there are too many irons in the fire. Your ability to cut out waste and improve existing projects or ideas gains you recognition this evening. Enlist the support of loved ones, especially if certain ventures leave you feeling stretched thin. Scorpio, you'll have a striking impact on the people you encounter as Luna struts through your sign. Put extra effort into your appearance to curate an image that aligns with your ultimate goals. Though first impressions can't take you all the way, they can certainly help you get a foot in the door. insert yourself in environments or conversations that might lead you to valuable connections or opportunities. Jupiter is on your side this evening, and breakthroughs can emerge from unassuming sources. Trust your instincts, but maintain a practical outlook. Sagittarius. You'll be in uncharacteristically shy spirits. Surface-level interactions won't be enough to coax you out of the shadows. If someone wants to connect, they'll need to shed the masks they wear in public. Instant friendships form with anyone willing to traverse deep waters at your side. Just be mindful of how dark histories influence your conversation to avoid trauma bonds. Solitude can be equally fulfilling if you're not ready to showcase vulnerabilities, especially when you embrace spiritual practices. Acknowledge if certain relationships have been eroding your sense of self. Capricorn, try not to fixate on minor disagreements with peers who are ultimately on your side. The Scorpio moon intensifies the effect political, philosophical, or moral ideologies have on your emotions. Pushing away people who see the same big picture with some variation should be treated as allies. Failing to do so will only create division where unity is needed most. Prioritize causes and events that reinforce shared values. Optimism can be restored if you embrace community. Head home at a reasonable hour, or social rifts could resurface tonight. Aquarius. You'll feel steady on your feet and empowered to make big moves. Lean into change. If you're not willing to evolve with the times, you might be left behind. Having a reliable partner by your side can improve your chances of succeeding with each transition you embrace. Celebrate your teammate to reaffirm their commitment to shared goals. Now is also a good time to outline the respective duties clearly. Share your ideas without silencing others. If you struggle to get your point across, wait for your moment to speak. And Pisces, Scorpio moons have a sacred meaning for you. The sector of your chart that governs luck and spirituality reignites the internal spark that makes you so special. Your light grows brightly under this luminary placement, especially when you recognize the divine forces that guide you. Spend time connecting with your higher power and appreciate your own magic. Seek adventure or explore philosophical realms with someone you cherish to build lasting bonds. Invest in your roots and sense of security tonight. And on this day in 1848, following approval of statehood by the territory's citizens, Wisconsin enters the Union as the 30th state. In 1634, French explorer Jean Nicolet landed at Green Bay, becoming the first European to visit the lake-heavy northern region that would later become Wisconsin. In 1763, at the conclusion of the French and Indian Wars, the region, a major center of the American fur trade, passed into British control. 2 decades later, at the end of the American Revolution, the region came under U.S. rule and was governed as part of the Northwest Territory. However, British fur traders continued to dominate Wisconsin from across the Canadian border, and it was not until the end of the War of 1812 that the region fell firmly under American control. In the first decades of the 19th century, settlers began arriving via the Erie Canal and the Great Lakes to exploit Wisconsin's agricultural potential. And in 1832, the Black Hawk War ended Native American resistance to white settlement. In 1836, after several decades of governance as part of other territories, Wisconsin was made a separate entity. Madison, located midway between Milwaukee and the western centers of population, was named the territorial capital. By 1840, population in Wisconsin had risen above 130,000, but the people voted against statehood four times, fearing the higher taxes that would come with a stronger central government. Finally, in 1848, Wisconsin citizens, envious of the prosperity that federal programs had brought to neighboring Midwestern states, voted to approve statehood, and Wisconsin entered the Union the next May. And in the morning science update, when a queen wasp suddenly disappears, her colony doesn't calmly choose a successor. It erupts into chaos. Researchers found that female wasps immediately begin battling for power, shattering the colony's social order in a frenzy of aggression. But while some fight for the throne, others quietly become the colony's unsung heroes, stepping up to gather food and care for the young so the society doesn't collapse. And coming up on the schedule today, at 8 o'clock, the Wall Street Journal, 9 o'clock, the Boston Globe, 10 o'clock, the Boston Herald, 11 o'clock, the Washington Post, noon, the New York Times, 1 o'clock, the Patriot Ledger, 1:30, the Brockton Enterprise, 2 o'clock, the Taunton Daily Gazette, 2:30, the Attleboro Sun Chronicle, 3 o'clock, the Metro West News, 3:30, the Lynn Daily Item, 4 o'clock, the Salem News, 4:30, the Gloucester Daily Times, 5 o'clock, the Daily News of Newburyport, 5:30, Providence Journal, 6 o'clock is Shopper's Guides from Stop and Shop, Roach Brothers and Shaw's. At 7 o'clock is Shopper's Guides from Market Basket, Big Y and Whole Foods. 8 o'clock AP News, 9 o'clock The Book Hour, 10 o'clock USA Today, and at 11 o'clock Newsmax.